freedom, there is liberty. Where I am, there is fullness of life, there is joy unspeakable. All souls can find this state of consciousness, if only they would take time to be still and to seek within. I am within you, so cease seeking without. Cease chasing the end of the rainbow, and find that which you are looking for deep within you. What good does it do you, knowing all these facts in theory? Why not cease dealing in theory, and get down to putting all you know into practice? Why not start right now, and become consciously aware of me and of my divine presence? Why not invite me to share your all with you, and take time to walk and talk with me, and to listen to my small, still voice? Come closer, ever closer. Feel that oneness, the wonder of being at perfect peace, deep within, because you're aware of your oneness with me. May 21st. Never try to interfere with anyone else's path. All souls have to find their own path and reach the goal their own way. Some may do it through meditation, some through contemplation, some through prayer, some through work, and some through contact with people. Let all souls find their own path and follow it. Let there be no turning down cul-de-sacs, no wandering off down highways and byways, wasting precious time and energy. Follow the straight and narrow path. Keep your eye on the goal, which is your realization of oneness with me, the Lord your God, the divinity within you. Never be put off when the going is hard and rough, but keep on and know you will get there. This life is not for those souls who are faint-hearted and who are afraid to face the truth and walk straight into the light. Be strong and of good courage. Put your hand in mine, and I will guide you every step of the way, if you will only let me. May 22nd. Unless you allow a very small child to do things for itself, to feed itself, to walk, to dress itself, to write, to draw, to express itself, it will never develop and become independent and be able to stand on its own feet and make its own decisions. You have to stand back and allow it to make mistakes and to take a long time to master what it is learning to do. You have to be very patient and wait and watch. No matter how tempted you are to do it for the child, to save time. Open your eyes and realize that life is a classroom in a school and you are learning all the time. How often do I have to stand back and very lovingly watch you fumbling and struggling with life, so that you can learn a vitally important lesson, a lesson never to be forgotten once it has been learnt and mastered. I have infinite love and patience. May 23rd. Whatever you do, do it with love. Do it to my honour and glory, and never be concerned about it. When you do everything with the right attitude, it is bound to be done perfectly. So take this right attitude into everything you do. Keep ever before you the saying, work is love made visible. Then you will work with joy and contentment, and work will never be a chore or something that has to be done. What a difference the right attitude to work will make to yourself and to all those souls around you. If you want to succeed in what you're doing, learn to love it and handle it the right way with that right attitude. Often, it is a question of changing your attitude from negative to positive, which can uplift the most mundane job. Every soul feels in harmony with a different job. What do you feel in harmony with? Is there something you love doing? Then do it. May 24th. Move out of your little puddle and expand your consciousness, realizing that there is no limitation. Many people can see no further than themselves or the group or community that they are living in. They get so tied up by small, petty things that they have difficulty in expanding in any way. Here is where tremendous changes have to come, and come quickly. Do not be satisfied to accept just what you can understand, but be willing to go further and to step right out of your depth and do the seemingly impossible. In this way, your capacity is stretched. Let it be stretched until you feel it is going to snap, and then let it stretch even further. Live on the brink of something completely new. Be not afraid of the new and the unknown, but simply take one step at a time in absolute faith and confidence, knowing that every step will lead you to the wonderful new heaven and new earth. May 25th. Can you truthfully say you love your fellow human beings? That you are interested in them? That you appreciate them and know them as your family? Or do you just tolerate them and find it a real effort to have to rub shoulders with them? You cannot say you love me if you do not love your fellow human beings. For relationships are so closely interwoven that it is impossible to love one without the other. Do you spend time picking and choosing whom you are going to love and whom you feel you could not possibly love? There should be no discrimination in love, for divine love embraces all alike. It sees all people in my image and likeness, no matter what colour, race, sex, creed or religion. You will have to reach the point when you can see and understand the oneness of all life. Know the true meaning of the family of all human beings, and know me as the source of all. May 26th. Bring down my heaven upon the earth. It is up to you to do it by the way you live and by your attitudes towards life. Life is wonderful, but you have to open your eyes and see the wonder and glory of it. You must be willing to see all the good in life and to concentrate on it, ignoring the bad, the negative, and the destructive, and giving them no life force. All around you are the wonders and beauty of nature, and yet you can go through a whole day without even noticing what is around you. What a lot you miss in life by simply shutting it out of your consciousness and by refusing to raise your consciousness to the state where you blend with all life. Take time to stop, look and listen so that you miss nothing and can enjoy everything. Then give eternal thanks for it all. Start this day to create a better world around you. May 27th. Every soul needs to withdraw from the world from time to time, to find that peace which passes understanding. Every soul needs to be stabilized, and it can come about only in peace and stillness. Once that inner stability has been established, you can go anywhere and do anything without the outer chaos and confusion affecting you in any way. It is going into the secret place of the Most High. It is finding your oneness with me, which enables you to go on when you feel you have come to the end of your tether and cannot go a step further. It is those steps taken into the unknown, in faith, in my strength, which work wonders and which change lives. It is those steps which enable the impossible to become possible and bring down my kingdom on earth, that glorious new heaven and new earth. Move always towards this end. Change and change quickly when change is needed. I am with you always. Draw upon me. May 28th. Before you climbed a high mountain, surely you would test all your equipment to see that it was sound and that the rope had no flaws in it, for your very life would depend on it. You would choose a good guide and would need to have absolute confidence in that person. You would have to be willing to follow the guide's instructions and obey orders without question. So with this spiritual life. Until you have learnt discipline and obedience, until you choose to do my will and obey my voice, you cannot hope to start on this life of adventure. It would not be safe for you to do so. If you feel you are stuck in a rut, take stock of yourself and find out what it is deep within you that is holding you up. What are you doing about self-discipline? Can you say no to yourself yet? What about obedience? Are you willing to follow my will no matter what the cost? May 29th. You are the point of light within my mind. You are the point of love within my heart. When you can accept it, when you can see yourself as the microcosm of the macrocosm, you will never again belittle yourself or think ill of yourself. You will realize that you are indeed made in my image and likeness, that we are one, and that nothing and no one can separate us. If you feel any separation from me, it is of your own making, for I never separate myself from you. You are individually what I am universally. Is it any wonder you have to be born again to accept the wonder of this truth? So many souls have strayed so far from me and have separated themselves to such an extent that they have placed me in the heavens at such heights that I am unapproachable. I am within you, hidden in the very depths, waiting to be recognized and drawn forth. May 30th. You can be told about spiritual truths, but only as you live them, put them into practice in your life, and demonstrate them, do they become reality to you, and live and move and have their being in you. You must do your own thinking, your own living, and your own working things out. You must stand on your own feet and never expect anyone else to do it for you. Turn within. Seek within for every answer, and you will find it. It may take time. You may need to learn to be patient and wait upon me. But when your faith and belief are strong enough, you will find all you are seeking. Learn to stretch, to grow and expand. Learn to draw from the source of all power, all knowledge, all wisdom and all understanding. Keep turning to me, the Lord your God, the divinity within you. I will never fail you or forsake you, for surely you know by now that I am with you always. May 31st. Start right now to expand your consciousness and to think abundance in everything. For only in this way can all your needs be met. I want you to know that it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom, for it is out of the kingdom that all else flows. That is why you have to seek it first. Then all else shall be added unto you. I know your every need, and your every need is being wonderfully met. Believe it with all your heart. Never at any time allow a single doubt in to mar the wonder of it. Accept my word, live by it, and see miracle upon miracle take place. The time of miracles is certainly not over. As you live a life completely dedicated to me, you shall witness wonders untold. You shall see the impossible made possible. You shall recognize my hand in everything. Your heart will overflow with love and gratitude for all that will take place. June. I was shown a big heavy door, which was very hard to open because the hinges were stiff. Then I watched a few drops of oil being placed on the hinges and the door being gently eased until it could be opened with just the slightest touch of a finger. I heard the words, "Use the oil of love more and more. For it is love that eases. It is love that will always find a way. Open your heart and let the love flow freely." June 1st. Why not make a habit of approaching life in the right spirit, joyously, expectantly, and with absolute faith that only the very best is for you. I want you to have all the very best in life. I do not want you to go through life with a heavy weight on your shoulders, bowed down by the cares of the world. I need you free, so that I can work in and through you. Stop being a worrier, and cast all your cares and burdens upon me. Know that the kingdom of heaven is within you. It is there waiting for you to recognize it. You must know it, believe it, and then bring it about. The kingdom of heaven is a state of mind, and it is for everyone to seek and find. Every soul has to long for it before they can find the kingdom of heaven. The desire must be there, and must be so strong that nothing will be allowed to stand in the way. June 2nd. You can do all things when your faith and trust are in me, and you have no doubts and fears to hold you back. There is nothing you cannot do, nothing you cannot accomplish in this life, when your attitude and outlook are right, and you have complete confidence in your ability to do it. You have within you all power, all wisdom, all strength, all intelligence, and all understanding. It is I working in and through you who enables you to accomplish the seemingly impossible. Never be afraid to aim high. Never be afraid to expect the impossible to become possible. Do not live within your limits. Live way beyond yourself. And therefore, give me the opportunity to show you how all things are possible with me. If you do not give me the opportunity, how can you expect to know what can be accomplished when I am in contact and am guiding and directing your life? Let go and let me take over and see what happens. June 3rd. Where are your faith and trust? You cannot live this spiritual life without faith and trust in me. Let me guide your every step. Seek me constantly in the silence, and let me reveal to you the next step to be taken. Then take it fearlessly and with real joy. How can you expect to undertake the greater tasks in life and be given greater responsibilities until you have learnt to obey and carry out the simpler ones? How can you hope to take the world on your heart if you have not even learnt to love one another and learnt to work in peace and harmony with each other? A child has to learn to walk before it can run. You have to learn to love one another and to bring peace and harmony into your immediate surroundings before you will be able to bring about world harmony. Get yourself sorted out first. Then I will be able to use you to help and serve your fellow human beings. June 4th. Never be wholly satisfied with your outlook on life. There is always something new and exciting to learn about, and you can only hope to do it if you keep open and sensitive to all that is taking place. The very new is not always easy to understand. Do not allow it to concern you, but be willing to accept it in faith and know that your understanding will grow as you do so. You will know by that deep inner knowing whether these new ideas, new ways, and new thoughts are of the truth or not. If you get that deep feeling of rightness, allow yourself to absorb these truths, even if you do not understand them fully. Gradually, the light will dawn, and you will awaken to the meaning of it all. You cannot go on for the rest of your life in the same old way. You must be willing to branch out into something new. June 5th. Do you know what it means to love? To feel your heart filled with such joy and gratitude that you cannot contain it, and it has to bubble over and out to all those souls around you. It is a glorious feeling of well-being and of being at one with all life. All fear, all hatred, jealousy, envy, and greed disappear when love is there. For there is no place for those negative, destructive forces in the presence of love. When your heart is cold and you feel no love, do not despair, but look around and find something you can love. It may be some very small thing, but that small spark can ignite your whole being until love is a flame in you. Only a small key can unlock a heavy door. Love is the key to every closed door. Learn to use it until all doors have been opened. Start right where you are. Open your eyes. Open your heart. See a need and answer it. June 6th. Everything that takes place in your life happens because of your consciousness. Raise your consciousness and you raise your whole being, your whole outlook on life, and you start to live the full and glorious life which is your true heritage. You can be told about it, and you can see others living it, but until it enters your consciousness and you can accept that it is for you, nothing happens. The most seemingly simple and childlike soul can accept the kingdom of heaven far more easily than the most deeply intellectual soul who thinks it knows all the answers with its mind, but its consciousness has not been raised to higher levels. Every soul can reach a raised state of consciousness, but it is something to be achieved from within, from inner knowing, from inspiration and intuition, which require no outer knowledge and wisdom. It is all there within every soul, simply waiting to be recognized, drawn forth, and lived. June 7th. Why not excel in everything you do? To be good at anything, you have to keep on practicing until you have mastered it. Why do you imagine that you can have perfect results in this spiritual life if you only dabble in it? Stop being a dabbler and plunge in wholeheartedly. This life calls for everything you have to make it work. So why not give all you have and see what happens? It does not matter what it is in life. Nothing will live and become part of you until you have put into practice and have seen how it works. Start right now, getting down to the art of living this spiritual life. Keep on experimenting with it, and be not put off if you do not get immediate results. Simply go on applying the principles, and eventually you will see how wonderfully it all works out. It is a truly glorious life when you are willing to give yourself completely to it. June 8th. What is your first thought on waking? Is it one of pure joy for another wonderful day? Or do you dread what today might bring? Is it an effort to get into tune and into rhythm with this day? Can you wake up with a song of praise and thanksgiving in your heart? What a difference it will make for you when you can do it. When you can start the day by putting on rose-tinted spectacles and seeing everything through them throughout the day. Start out on the right foot. Be not concerned about tomorrow. The only thing that matters is today. What you do today and what you make of it. Simply know that you can and will make a real success of today, and that everything you do will be done perfectly. Know that everything you say will be said with love, that everything you think will be of the highest, and that nothing but the very best will be yours today. June 9th. You are part of my infinite plan. You have a part to play in the overall picture. It may be only a very small part. Nevertheless, it is essential for the completion of the whole. Never at any time feel that your part is so small that it is not necessary. Who are you to judge? I need you in your rightful place, playing your specific part. If you have not yet found out what your part is, it is up to you to seek and go on seeking until you have found what it is. See yourself fitting into your rightful place, giving what you have to give to the whole, and so feel part and parcel of that wonderful wholeness. No longer separate or divided. No one can do it for you. You have to do your own seeking and your own finding. No one else can live your own life for you. Only you can live it. June 10th. Life can never be dull or mundane once you have placed your foot upon this spiritual path, because it sets life in motion and nothing remains static. The new will be able to unfold all around you and within you in true freedom and perfection. Are you satisfied to go along in the same old way? You are free to do so, but do not expect anything very uplifting to happen in your life if that is your choice. You cannot expect big changes to take place. You cannot expect to be used by me to help bring down the new heaven and new earth. Those souls who choose to go their own way must be willing to accept the consequences. But those souls who are willing to do my will and walk in my ways usher in the new age. Why wait until tomorrow to make your choice? Choose now. June 11th. It is in the stillness that all will be clarified. It is in the stillness that you become at peace and can find me. I am always here, but you are blind to this wonderful fact until you can become still and seek me in the silence. And you can do it at all times. The more often you put it into practice, the more natural it becomes, until you can do it as naturally as breathing. You do not have to rush off to be by yourself to find me. You will be able to find me at all times and in everything you are doing. It does not matter what chaos and confusion are all around you, or what outer noise there may be. You can go into that inner peace and silence and find me. When you have found me, the light of truth will shine on every situation. For where I am, there is no darkness, there are no problems, there is only peace. June 12th. The beauty of life is everywhere around you. Open your eyes and see it. Absorb it. Appreciate it. Reflect it and become part of it. When you expect to see beauty, you will see it. Whereas when you expect to see ugliness, you will do so. The choice is always yours. Drink deeply from the fountain of beauty, and you cannot help reflecting it. For what is within is reflected without. You are like a mirror. You cannot hide that which is within you, no matter how hard you may try to do so. For that which is within cannot be contained. Sooner or later, it will express itself in the outer world. Therefore, let it flow freely and never try to stop that flow. Raise your consciousness and you will be able to see beauty in everything and everyone. You will see me reflected there, for I am beauty, harmony and perfection. Learn to express that beauty and harmony in everything you think, say, and do. June 13th. Your right attitude towards everything is so very important. You cannot grow and expand spiritually when your attitude is negative, and you see only the difficulties and obstacles in life. There is good in every situation, if you would only take time to look for it. Just as there is always something to give thanks for. It is when you have no love in your heart that you are blind to the best in your situation, to the good in those souls around you, and to this wonderful life which is yours. How mightily blessed you are. But unless you are willing to accept it and recognize it and give thanks for it, you go around with a blindfold over your eyes, bemoaning your lot in life. Take time to take stock of yourself. And if you feel completely stuck, the quickest way to change that situation is to start giving to others. Life is what you make of it. What are you making of your life? June 14th. Why condemn yourself for your seeming inadequacies, mistakes, faults, and failings? Why not, instead of dwelling on the negative in your life, turn those weaknesses into strengths and your faults and failings into virtues by allowing the positive to express itself in your life? Find deep within yourself real beauty, virtue and goodness. Have faith that it is there and you will find it when you search for it. When you refuse to see the best in yourself and choose to dwell on all the negative within you, you must be willing to accept the consequences, for you draw to you what you hold in your thoughts. As you think, so you are. Think the very best, and you will draw the very best to you. Know that you can do anything when I am with you, leading and directing you. When you accept that I am within you, how could it be otherwise? June 15th. You hold great power in your hands. See that you use it aright for the benefit of the whole. Power can be used positively or negatively. It is simply up to you how you use it. When you want only to see the very best results and you use it positively, the most wonderful happenings can take place. When the power of electricity is used positively, it can turn huge machines. It can light up cities. It can do the most amazing things. But when it is used the wrong way, the results can be devastating. So it is with spiritual power, which is even greater. It is there, waiting to be used, but it must be used the right way. Then only good can come from it, and you will behold wonder upon wonder unfold in true perfection. Those souls who are ready and prepared to use this power properly are being employed to help at this time, to bring down the new heaven and the new earth. June 16th. See that you have a name, a goal in life. Never be satisfied to drift through life like a ship without a rudder, being blown about by every wind of change. For without a definite aim, you will get nowhere. You must know where you are going and what you are doing. Far too many souls are willing to let themselves drift through life, with the result that they accomplish nothing very constructive. Find inner peace and certainty, and without any stress or strain, follow the path that you know is yours. Do what you know you must do, because it is something which has been revealed to you from within, not from without. Always know from within that what you are doing is right. Then you can go right ahead and sweep all obstacles aside with real strength and conviction. Know that I am your compass. I am your guide. And I will lead you to your goal, no matter how difficult the path may appear to be. June 17th. Always remember that all roads lead to me. Some of them may be more winding and tortuous than others. Some may appear to be very strange and even unnecessary to you, but let it not concern you. Simply let each soul find his or her own path and follow it, and you find yours. It matters not how different it may appear. Know that you will all reach the same goal in the end. Your realization of oneness with me. There is the straight and narrow path which leads directly to me. But to many souls, it appears too simple and straightforward, and they cannot accept that it can possibly lead to me. Instead, they choose the more difficult and devious ones, thinking that by self-sacrifice and suffering, they are gaining greater merit on the way. All this struggling is quite unnecessary. But human beings have free will, and therefore are completely free to choose whichever way they wish. So live and let live, and be not critical of one another. June 18th. In the days ahead, there will be many conflicting ideas and ways. You will be tested up to the hilt, and you will be thrown on your own. Do not try to clutch at every straw that passes by you. Simply seek within. Draw your strength from me and go your way in peace. All doubts and fears will flee from you, and you will stand firm and steady as a rock in that inner knowing. It will matter not how the wind and storms may rage from without, for you will remain completely unaffected. I need you strong and of good courage, knowing the truth from within, which no one can take from you. Be not sucked into the whirlpool of conflict and distress that is in the world at this time, but find that haven of peace within and know me, for I am your anchor. I am your haven. Let my peace and love infill and enfold you. June 19th. What is age to you? Do you fear growing old? Or are you one who takes it all in your stride, and who knows and understands that the fountain of youth is in your own consciousness? When you keep your mind young, fresh and alert, there is no such thing as growing old. When you have many interests in life, and when you enjoy life to the full, how can you ever grow old? Human beings limit themselves when they think of 70 years as being the fullness of life. It can be just the beginning for many souls, when they awake to the wonder of life, and in awakening begin to enjoy it. Banish all thoughts of old age. It is but a universal thought form, which has become so strong that it is like a very hard nut, tough to crack. Start readjusting your thinking about age now. June 20th. How vitally important is your right attitude to giving. Give quietly and confidently, and above all, do it with love and joy. Anything that is given begrudgingly carries with it the wrong vibrations, and therefore the perfect cannot come out of it. See that everything you do is done with love, even if you do not fully understand why you are doing it. The most ordinary mundane job, when done with love, can bring wonderful and amazing results. So let the love flow freely with everything you undertake. Realize that what you are doing is needed, and that no job or action is too small or insignificant. When all souls give of their very best, the weight and responsibility do not fall on the shoulders of the few. The burden is lightened for the whole, until it is no longer a burden, but a real joy and pleasure. Watch your attitude and contribute to the joy and smooth running of the whole. June 21st. Because yesterday was not all it should have been, does not matter. Yesterday is finished and gone, and you can do nothing about it. Today is a completely different matter. It lies before you, untouched and unblemished, and it is up to you to make it the most wonderful day. How do you start off each day? Remember, it is no concern of anyone else. It is something you and you alone have to choose to bring about. Try to start the day off with inner peace and contentment by taking time to be still and allowing that peace to infill and enfold you. Do not rush into the day unprepared and out of harmony. If you do, it is easy to take that state of mind into the day, allowing it to affect the whole day and all those souls you contact. It is up to you to choose what today is going to be and then make it so. Why not choose now? June 22nd. Change is the key that will open all doors for you. Change of heart and mind. When your security is in me, you will not fear changes, no matter how drastic they may appear to be. Simply know that every change which takes place is for the very best and for the good of the whole. Whether they are personal changes, changes in the country, or in the world. Simply accept that these changes must come and go along with them. Move forward and upward and accept it when I tell you that the best is yet to be. You will find the new far more wonderful than the old as you move swiftly into it without any further resistance. Why make life more difficult for yourself? That is what you are doing by resisting. Nothing can stay my hand. The ball has started to roll. The new day is here, and you are part of it. If only you will accept it and go with it. Otherwise, you will be left behind. June 23rd. How can you hope to grow without being stretched, without being tested? Where do your faith and security lie? From whence do you draw your strength and power? Are you trying to live this life on your own strength, relying on the self to pull you through? If you are, you will not be able to withstand the stresses and strains all around you. But when you place everything in my hands and allow me to guide and direct you, you will be able to do anything, because with me, all things are possible. Do you feel the burden you are carrying is too heavy and that you have been given far too great a task to carry out? Why not start right now to cast all your burdens and cares upon me and let me navigate you through these troublesome waters? I will pilot you through every difficulty into calm and still waters and free you from every strain when your faith and trust are wholly in me. June 24th. Dedicate yourself this day to me, to my service, and to the service of humanity. Service is a wonderful healer, for as you forget yourself in service, you will find that you grow and expand in the most wonderful way. You will reach great heights and plumb great depths, and your love and understanding of life will begin to mean something to you. This day will afford you countless opportunities for stretching and growing. Accept each one with a heart filled with love and gratitude, and feel yourself growing in consciousness and in wisdom. Live it fully and abundantly, with no restrictions, no limitations. Expect only the very best in everything and everyone, and see it come forth. Keep your heart open to one another. Look for the highest good in each other, and work from that higher level of consciousness. Encourage one another in every way possible. Every soul needs encouragement. You will find as you help others, you help yourself to grow at the same time. June 25th. Seek and find the freedom of the spirit. For where there is true freedom, there is peace. And where there is peace, there is love. And it is love that unlocks all doors. Where there is love, there is no criticism, no condemnation, and no judgment. For you know and understand that all is one in me and in my love. You see the family of humanity, and that all are created in my image and likeness. You go beyond the outer to the very heart of the matter, where there is no separation, and all blend together in complete oneness. You see the very best in everyone and everything. When you are at perfect peace within, you no longer spend your time trying to change others. You simply learn to be, and in being, you create a sense of oneness with all life, and peace and love reign supreme. June 26th. Once a chick has emerged from its shell, or a butterfly from its chrysalis, there is no going back. But there is a continuous unfolding into the new. Let the action of unfolding be a day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute process for you. Feel the excitement and expectancy in all that is taking place. There is never a dull moment in this life when you keep on your toes. There is always something happening. Let it happen, and never try to hold up progress, but go along with it all. I tell you, all that unfolds will be for the very best, and for the growth and benefit of the whole. Find that perfect rhythm in life, and give of your very best to it. Flow with it, not against it. For only in this way will you find peace of heart and mind. And when you are at peace within, you are open and ready for the new to unfold. June 27th. Be willing to move forward fearlessly and to pioneer seemingly new ways, new concepts, and new ideas. Be willing to break down old barriers and reveal the light of truth. I say seemingly new because nothing is new. It is a question of moving full cycle, of once again finding your oneness with me, of once again learning to walk and talk with me, as it was in the beginning, of being reborn in spirit and in truth. Feel yourself growing and expanding. Feel the old drop away from you and put on the new with joy and thanksgiving. How glorious is that new? How wonderful are my ways? Become consciously aware of me and of my divine presence, and rejoice, for my kingdom is come. Let my peace and love infill you and enfold you. Lift up your heart in deep love, praise, and gratitude, and be at perfect peace as you go forth this day and do my will and walk in my ways, glorifying me. June.